Doge stops $10 million in taxpayer funds from paying for circumcisions in Mozambique. By Olivia Rondo on February 17, 2025. The Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, has stopped millions of U.S. tax dollars from going to outlandish overseas programs, including $10 million to voluntary medical male circumcisions in Mozambique, the Watchdog Initiative announced. In a Saturday X post listing a number of programs that American taxpayers were on the hook for that have all since been canceled, the Elon Musk-led department announced a total of $729 million in savings. Other projects that were formerly funded by the U.S. included $14 million for improving public procurement in Serbia, $29 million for strengthening political landscape in Bangladesh, $47 million for improving learning outcomes in Asia, and $14 million for social cohesion in Mali. DOGE also reported that the federal government was giving $9.7 million to University of California, Berkeley to develop a cohort of Cambodian youth with enterprise-driven skills, and an additional $2.3 million for strengthening independent voices in Cambodia. Another whopping $40 million was allotted to a gender equality and women empowerment hub, and a staggering $486 million was going to go to the Consortium for Elections and Political Process Strengthening, including $22 million for inclusive and participatory political process in Moldova and $21 million for voter turnout in India. It is genuinely horrifying to see how much money the American people were sending to other countries while our own infrastructure is crumbling, wrote former U.S. Department of Energy nuclear scientist Matt VanSwall. Just disgusting, he added. Just last month, Republican lawmakers demanded an investigation into former President Joe Biden's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, for allegedly illegally using taxpayer dollars to pay for at least 21 abortions in Mozambique through PEPFAR, the president's emergency plan for AIDS relief, Breitbart News reported. Senator Jim Risch, RID, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, confirmed in late January that the CDC had disclosed that PEPFAR funds were used to pay health workers who performed the abortions, and he accused the CDC of violating the Helms Amendment, a policy which prohibits the use of U.S. foreign aid to pay for abortions abroad.